The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody out there on Radio Boomers Live land.
Good morning.
Time to rock and roll, Reese, on Radio Boomers Live. All our Easy Way listeners and everybody else. I'll tell you what, these shows come up fast. It's fun. You know, it's fun doing our shows, a lot of information and everything. But, Reese, I'll tell you, it's like that week just flies by like it's unbelievable. I wonder if everybody
It really does fly by.
Is that our age, or
well,
is that,
you know, as we get older, time compresses. So yeah, I guess it has something to do with that. Young people, remember when you were young and it seemed like it took forever for Christmas to get here, and now you haven't paid off last Christmas bills, and Christmas is back. So
I have boxes on my patio that I keep waiting to put away. I'm not going to bother. I'm just going to leave them out for Christmas. And my nativity set is still in the entry hall. I haven't taken that down yet. Hard keeping up, Reef. Well, I just before the show, I drank my Boomer Boost, so I'm ready to rock and roll here. Are you doing your Boost, Reef? Are you keeping up with all this?
I haven't started the Boomer Boost. I really have got to get on it, though.
Got to get out.
Speaking of getting on it, it's time to get on some hot topics.
Hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, you may keep up with the Kardashians, but today you're going to keep up with Risa. I'm going to give you a little quick overview of what I've been doing lately. I don't do a lot anymore. Jim, I always make it sound like I'm always out of town, but I'm not really. But I was out of town for about a week up north in San Francisco. My grandson graduated from San Francisco State, so I want to congratulate my grandson, Nikise. While we were there, they were actually honoring my cousin, Dr. Joe White, who was the first Black PhD to graduate from San Francisco State. So it was really a double honor being at the graduation ceremonies to have both my cousin, who was honored posthumously, and my grandson graduating. So it was like the old passing away and the new coming up. So that was really exciting. And I'm also going to be on TV or on actually a digital series called The Young and the Ruthless. That's on the Urban Movie Channel, UMC. It's a digital channel, so if you have Roku or any of the digital things, what is it called, Apple TV or Amazon Fire Stick, any of those, UMC, the Urban Movie Channel, can be seen on there. So I'm on season 3, episode 3, 4, 5, and 6, I believe, on The Rich and the Ruthless. And I believe episode 3 is going to be released on Wednesday. It's one of those digital series that you can binge watch once it all comes on, but they release it once a week. So they'll be on episode 3 this week. So I've been kind of busy lately. So I just thought I'd let you know. You can always check on what I'm doing at RethaGray.com. RethaGray.com, or you can always go to my Facebook page, Risa Gray, or any page. Just Google Risa Gray, and my face will pop up. That's my hot topic. Jim, what's going on with you?
Well, you know, that graduation time, my brother's grandkids, Penny and Christina, graduated University of Wisconsin. And like Ruth, what we were talking about is all I remember, they were little kids, and now all these little kids are graduating. Well, Robert Mueller made his first public statement about the Russia probe and the Trump involvement and so on and so forth. Mueller told reporters that he does not plan to testify before Congress because his work speaks for itself. 2 years, hundreds of subpoenas, $3.5 million. It's all exhausted. They found no collusion. Let's move on. And that's what everybody's saying. Let's move on. At least 12 injured and a widespread damage after the tornado went through northern Kansas. Homes were leveled, 1,300 left without power, and those numbers probably went up. There have been 516 tornadoes reported in May, according to AccuWeather.com. The most powerful was in Linwood, Kansas, registering an EF4, that's a big one. Also, more rain threatens areas already swamped by floods in central and southern U.S. This is record-breaking. You see homes that waters up to the second floor. One of China's largest companies, Yue Technologies, and that's a big one, has come under fire from the U.S. There's been a decade of disconnect with the U.S. and Yue in regards to security protocol. U.S. has insisted the company and its equipment are unsafe, and the U.S. has banned all business with the tech giant, and that's pretty big. The crush of children at the Arizona borders, they're just flowing in, and they're reaching the brink on all these locations they're putting them up at, so they're spilling over into other towns and notifying the towns, one in particular, that expect 100 or 200, and they arrive with 2,300, and they're just trying to find out where to put it, everybody. Ashton Kutcher testified at a trial of an alleged psycho killer who was accused of murdering a friend of Kutcher's. He was supposed to be dating her that night. Ashley Ellerin, 22 years old. The accused Michael Garallo is also accused of killing another woman. And so following the U.S. tariff threat, Mexico begins, and this would be really bad for both countries, but the situation was, look, you got to start working with us at these borders, stopping these people coming over. We're going to put a tariff, 5% to 10% to 25%, and this would be bad. So they're going to be meeting and having, see if they can work this out. Trump gets the royal treatment with a state visit at the United Kingdom exclusive discovery, World of Anthropology, when a gem-like fossil revealed a stunning new dinosaur species. Ever think of, this is one for Rita because I know she's been wanting to get to the top of Mount Everest. They have a long stream of colors coming from the top of Mount Everest going down. But if you look closer, it's people climbing this. And it's like a tourist thing now. They're all roped together and they go up on these ropes and ladders and they reach it to the top. But don't think it's easy. People still pass away trying to do it. It's 29,000 feet, so, I mean, that's real high. It's hard on your ears and so on and so forth. The average American man weighs 198 pounds and is about 5'9". The average woman is 170 and about 4 inches tall, if you're interested. Jeopardy superstar James Holzer scores 29th victory, moving closer to a money-making record. But you know, he's on his way, the biggest moneymaker of all. And the host, Alex Trebek, has been dealing with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And amazing news, he revealed some of his tumors have shrunk 50%. And it's near remission. But getting back to an update on Hauser, he was so close to breaking the Jeopardy all-time record. It's like a TV drama. So close. And yet on his 33rd game, he failed to answer a question and lost. And Ken Jennings is still in the lead. So how about that, Reith? We got to get you on that show.
I didn't know that. Oh, no, there's no way. I didn't know he had lost. Oh, my.
He lost.
People were saying that the show was boring because he was winning so much. You know, that's just plain crazy.
You know? Well, he won
a lot. Everybody loves
the
winner.
He didn't beat the winner.
Right. that was the suspense. And Jennings was saying, I don't really want to have a showdown. I'm older and maybe not wiser right now. So,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He won an average
of
$77,000 per episode. So this guy also was doing good. He was basically a gambler in Las Vegas with a good memory. And he said he went to, you know, view children's books. He would review a lot of children, get a lot of information. But, you know, it's not over until it's over. And he was so close. That should have piqued a lot of people's interest. So close, a game or two away, he would have broke the record. So, with that, Reef, I guess.
Well, it's time. It's commercial time.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, Easy Way Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers say.
We've been working with Easy Way, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit easywaynetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at Easy Way Network, Twitter at Easy Way Broadcast, and YouTube at Easy Way TV.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Yes, indeed, Reese. What do you think of that? We got to get Reetha going here on this stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, Reef, get on the bandwagon here. What's the deal? We got to get you healthy, right? So anyway, Reef, we got
absolutely
a very interesting individual today as a guest, and I always say that a lot, but you guys got to tune in and listen, because our guest today is not only an actor and a producer, he is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. He's a real estate agent that really dots the I's and crosses the T's. And you know, Reason, today, you know, you used to sell a home, and you, here's a piece of paper, here you got the home signed. Today, you got to make sure that whole contract and its pages has to be done just right. Otherwise, there could be a problem later on. And this man does his homework. His name is Matt J. Doyle. He's our guest today, multi-talented. And if I was going to do any more real estate, Matt's the guy I would call for sure, because you want it done right. Matt, you out with us today?
Hey, good morning, Jim. How you doing?
There he is, Matt. Matt, this is Reetha Gray. Reetha, Matt J. Doyle's out with us.
Hey, Reetha,
good
how
morning,
you doing?
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Reetha.
So,
good morning.
Both Reetha and I have dealt in real estate, invested in real estate, and you, overall, man, you got a lot of stuff going on. You know, you have your artist process that is airing on Easy Way TV, Roku, MyTV To Go, Clearview. You have a lot of stuff going on. What brought you in the path that you're on now? Because you could have been, you know, a doctor, a lawyer, anything. And what kind of brought you into the real estate world and then into acting and producing?
Well, I'd gone back to school, and the math was just taking up so much time. So I decided to leave that and just get into I'd already done some real estate courses at community college. So I thought I might as well get, my real estate agent's license and then just do that alongside my acting and producing to help bring in extra income. So that's how that happened.
It's a different world
today. You have shows. I was going to say, you have shows on Easy Way Broadcasting. Tell us about your shows.
Yeah, well, the show I have on the Easy Way Network right now, Easy Way TV Network, is called The Artist Process, and we're in season 3. And as Jim said, it's currently on the Easy Way TV Network, Clearview Broadcasting, Roku, MyTV To Go, just to name a few. And the best result I've had so far is through the people watching that on the TV. They've been coming back to the web, and my current video has had over 6,000 views. The one before that had only had 2,000. So it's virtually tripled.
Welcome to the Easy Way Network, huh?
So I was discussing with Eric, that's basically tripled the views on that, and it's still getting views now. And again, it's helped me to, have the artist now see me in a brighter picture, because the show's now on TV as well as the internet. So they're very happy about that as well.
Eric seems to have that effect on people.
So the cast of the show are really happy about that. And I've been talking to them about an upcoming event on Friday, August the 30th, at Eric's Easy Way Gala Awards, and I've already had six of them said they want to go to that. So six of the artists.
It's really blowing up.
What's the artist process about? Is it acting? Is it painting? What kind of artist is the show about?
Well, it is about all art, but where I got the idea was from acting classes many years ago, when I was sitting in acting classes watching. Because not only do they in the top acting classes, not only do they do scene work, but they do improv and comedy skits and sing and all kinds of stuff like that. So I got the idea that people, the actors that were in those workshops, loved watching it. So I thought, why not put this on the web and on TV, because people might love watching it there as well. And it turns out they have. So this is an idea I just got from acting classes, yeah.
See, it's amazing how it benefits so many areas. And, just to jump back a little bit here, because Reetha's got the, interested in that part of which I knew she would be. And I'm kind of the real estate side. So it all goes together. But, Matt, I hear that rates are low. And being in the market, are you seeing some good activity out there with home buyers, because they say we're down in the even the threes you can get a loan on a property. So, you know, they talk about the housing is out of, you know, out of most people's reach, but yet with the rates as low as they are, and people are making fairly decent incomes. Are you seeing sales?
Oh, absolutely. I just sold a property just, you know, recently, and I'm seeing in our organization people are selling really easily because the interest rates are low, just like you said, and also the pricing is good right now for housing.
Okay, so
and it always. Sorry, go ahead. Yes.
Somebody comes along, and I mean, take these figures with a grain of salt, because we realize that, you know, it's not like maybe in the Midwest or something, or central states where you can buy a property for $200 or $300. If somebody comes out here and wants to get started, maybe they might find a condo for, say, $500 or $600. What is the percentage that they have to put down in these properties? Is it like 10%?
Well, they can even nowadays. You can even get loans for zero down, so they're available as well. So that's just what the market's doing right now. You can even put zero down and still get a property. You know what I mean? You just need to pay the mortgage insurance.
Yeah. Okay. So
that adds a little bit of money to your monthly payment, right?
That adds a little bit of money to your monthly payment. That's right, Rita. Yeah.
Okay, so rule of thumb used to be $600 per 100,000. So 500,000, so it'd be about 3,000 a month. Is it still the same, but with the lower interest rate, would it be a little less?
It's still around that, Jim. It may be a little less due to the interest rate as well, but it's still around that, yeah.
So it's around that. So you got 600, then you have to add your taxes, which is 1% in California, right? So if you have a $500,000 property, your taxes are $5,000, right?
Yeah.
So 5,000 divided by 12. So you're adding that to your payment. Plus, a lot of them have the Mellow Roofs or the HOAs. So, you know, you're talking, what would you say your average payment a lot of people are looking at now? 3,000 to 5,000, I guess, huh?
Yeah. If you get a property for around 500, you're looking at around two and a half to three. And then above that, it just goes up accordingly. So we purchased a property a couple of years ago for $450, and our payments are about $2.50 a month, including the insurance and everything.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, that's the rent nowadays. So you might as well buy property because you're going to be paying high rent. At least in the California and Los Angeles and San Francisco area.
Yeah, and also it's dead money, Rita, you know, like, because you're not going to get that money back, so.
So,
absolutely.
Okay, Matt, I just wanted to jump in on that part of it, but let's get back to the artist process. That's a little bit more exciting. I just wanted to get a couple.
It's a more exciting subject,
stuff.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, it is, yeah, and the callers want to hear about that. So, this is pretty good. So it's going to be airing on Easyway TV, Roku, MyTV2Go, Clearview. And let's get into that a little bit more. Give us a little information on how that got started and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, the show was on the internet, and Eric had been.
I don't understand.
Excuse me, that's my Google Mini going off.
Isn't it amazing? It talks to you even when you're not talking to it.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Those things are amazing. They have a personality of their own. Yeah, getting back to what I was saying, it was just on the internet, and then I was, you know, Eric had been following the show and my progress and giving me advice along the way, and he advised me to put this show on Easyway TV Network, letting me know the other channels it was going to go on as well. So I thought, why not? I was marketing the show originally to be on the web and TV, so that looked like a great opportunity. And because I was friends with Eric as well, that helped as well. And it's turned out the best option for me so far.
And how does that benefit people by watching that?
By watching on TV, you mean?
Yeah, watching Artist Process. What do they learn?
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, first of all, the show was designed so artists could appear on the show that were not already great. So they're seeing artists from beginning to becoming stars, and it's documented on the show. So they've seen the first one, well, one of the first ones they've seen is me from when I started to where I am now. So they can see the. Yeah, it's interesting. They can see the progress. And then there was another young guy that just got on the show, a musician, and we just wanted to document where he started, and then we're going to work on getting him to becoming, you know, from A to Z to become famous. So then they'll see all that appear in front of them on the show as well. And other artists that appear on the show, they'll see that happen. That's what's going to start happening.
So it shows, Matt, that it's not an easy process. I know you've worked hard. People have followed you. But, you know, you have something called perseverance, and that's what's needed, right, Matt?
Oh, yeah. You just need to do a little bit each day, and you probably know that about life. That's what I do. I just work on, you know, I work on in my schedule. And my daily. Yeah, in my daily schedule, yeah,
You build, and you just you move on to the next level and the next level, and you learn more, and you know, we've seen it over a period of time. Mm-hmm. So this is the perfect scenario, your artist process. That's pretty clever. But, Matt, we want to thank you for coming on, and I know you're a busy guy, and looking forward to I wanted to just give you a lot of prompts and have you back on again if you're available. And just this is like a kind of like a movie, watching Matt move along here. And
Matt and the other people on the show, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But track. And
yeah, then
really
we're networking with each
doing.
Other outside of there as well. And I wanted to say congratulations to you, Rita, for all your success what you're doing right now, The Young and the Ruthless. Good luck with that.
No, well, thank you. The Rich and the Ruthless.
Oh, The Rich and the Ruthless, sorry.
But it is kind of a takeoff of The Young and the Restless. So.
Oh, great. I'll have to tune in. I'll get the details off Jim.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank you very much.
Thank you for being on the show, Matt. I'm glad that we had an opportunity to talk to you. How can people get in touch with you? Through Facebook, or do you have a website?
They can just go to my website, mattjdoyle.com, and go to the contact page and submit their info, and then I'll get back to them accordingly.
Okay.
And Matt, one more question.
Yes.
One more question for you, Matt. How have you enjoyed being an Easy Way member? What do you think?
Oh, okay. I think it's unbelievable. I mean, it keeps you going, keeps you driven. You get results, which further keeps you going and further keeps you driven, and it holds you accountable to do the work that you got to do to maintain the success and growth of your business or show or whatever it is that you're doing with the Easy Way.
Meet a few new people, pick up a few new leads. Seems to come all together, right? The Easy Way.
Yeah, and it's just amazing how when you're doing it the Easy Way, you're working with a team of professionals that hold you accountable for your actions and drive you to further achieve your goals. And with Eric, I've noticed that if you give back to him and what he's giving to you, because he gives you so much, but if you give something back, then he goes even harder and gives you more. So it's give, take, give, take, give, take, and you're pushing each other. And then he introduces you to amazing people like Kate Linder from The Young and the Restless. He introduced me to Rita as well. He introduced me to you, Jim. So it's amazing what happens, you know?
The list goes on and on. You wind up at a different level and you're going, wow. But, no, we appreciate it, Matt. I want to have you back again. And I'll keep jumping back into the real estate, but we'll keep finding out what's happening with the artist process and everything. It's all exciting. But
yeah, it's very exciting what's happening. And like I said, you know, for anybody out there that wants to do it the Easy Way, I highly suggest and recommend that you do so, because all you do is if you give something to Eric, he will give you 100 times back.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I've heard comments like that. Eric's done more I get a phone call in a weekend than the people we've had working with has done in a year. I'm going, wow. And they said, the only problem is that my client's arm is sore because Eric's pulling him all over the place, getting the best pictures. But anyway, thank you, Matt, for coming on. Time's out. It's moving along so fast, but we appreciate you coming on and all your information. Very interesting.
And, thank you, Jim. Thank you,
sure.
Rita. And I look forward to coming on again and talking more with you guys in the near future.
Sounds good, Matt.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Rita,
and now we're
I
moving
told you.
On to a word from our sponsor, and then
it's
we're going
time.
Right to Carmelita's Corner.
There you go.
Boomers
Bye,
Forever
guys.
Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, good morning there, everyone. Good morning, good morning. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Don't you just love that applause? Anyway, I've got somebody to applaud coming your way on Carmelita's Corner this morning. We have a celebrity photographer who is one of our favorites. I've seen her on the scene for some time on the red carpets, and she's got it going on. She's got more than that, too. She's also an author. She's a producer, casting agent, and visual artist. I didn't know about that one. But anyway, she has a new book, newly released, and it's called Awoke by a Stroke. And I'm going to step aside now so that she can tell you about it. Good morning, Donna. Donna Donnelly, coming your way.
Good morning.
All right.
How are you this morning?
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yes. Thank you for having me on the show today. It means a lot to me. I said, thanks for having me on the show. It means a lot to me.
Well, I'm happy to have you on the show. It's a pleasure. I mentioned that you have a book, and it's called Awoke by Stroke. And can you tell our listening audience what brought you to write that book?
Well, you know, when you have that kind of experience, first of all, let me say, I was on my way to work. I was an enrollment counselor, and I helped kids get into college. I traveled every week to a different state. One morning, I get up on the morning of February 24th, 2012, I get up to go to work. And as soon as the plane takes off, I have this strange feeling. It feels like someone's sucking all the life out of my left arm. And I say to myself on the plane, should I call the airline stewardess? Because that's what we were instructed always to do. And this voice spoke to me and said, you're closer to God, call on him. So I listened and I followed through, and I was put to sleep. And I slept through the whole five-hour flight. I survived. And the doctors believe it was because I was asleep that I survived, because according to them, of being on the plane is very dangerous after having a stroke. Immediately after you have a stroke, you're to go to the hospital. And I survived 5 hours in the air with no oxygen, and the air pressure should have killed me. So I said, God,
my goodness.
Face. Yes.
Well,
so
you were spared for a reason, Donna. You have something to do here.
Yeah, but, you know, I went blind.
Oh, my gosh.
I was paralyzed on my left side. So where do you go from there, you ask yourself. And the one thing I told God, we had a conversation. Because when you can't see and you can't move, all you can do is look up. So I said to God, if you heal me, I'm going to help other people to gain awareness and educate them on strokes. And so I wrote that book to wake other people up to what is really going on and how strokes are affecting, especially the African-American community. 40% of African-American men and women are having strokes, and we're having that at an earlier age, and they're more severe. So it was a wake-up call for me and everybody else.
My goodness, also, what a story. Wow.
Did you realize that every 40 seconds in the United States, someone dies from a stroke? So this affecting our entire population. And it's our leading cause of long-term disability and the fifth leading cause of death in America. So, you know, if we aren't, I mean, look what happened with John Singleton. And I worked with him on various occasions, and I was just so devastated when I saw him, when he had the stroke, and saw him pass. And so it's funny because I had finished writing my book, was going to publish, was working with the publisher, and I woke up one morning, and this voice said to me, you need to put John on the back of your cover. And I was like, why? John has never had a stroke. But I listened to that voice because I've learned to listen. So I sent my publisher an email saying, please change the other picture you have in the back. I need the one with me and John. He changes it, calls me the next day to tell me he changed it, and said, Donna, did you know John had a stroke? John had just had a stroke. So I felt the universe was talking to me. It really spoke loud to me. So I felt like I had to move this book forward and let people know what's really going on and how we can prevent and be aware of strokes so we can prevent them from happening. Because most strokes are preventable, and they're treatable, and they're also beatable. So let's move forward and make this difference. And, I just want to say it was interesting listening to Matt because I didn't start off to be a photographer. I started off selling real estate. And I saw him. I said, wow, I feel real connected. And I got a job as a real estate photographer. I did a project called Photographing America, and I photographed 800 houses every day for 2 years. And we were actually doing the houses for Google. They didn't tell us at the time, but we were doing photographing the houses for Google. And after I finished that project, it was a two-year project, I decided to go to the red carpet. I worked for a company called Celeb for a Day for a while. And while I was working for them, guess who contacted me on Facebook?
Who?
Eric Zulli.
Oh.
Eric Zulli. That is how I started on the red carpet. It is because
really?
Of Eric Zulli. He was the one who gave me my first try on a red carpet. And I got to meet his wonderful father, who I've always loved and always been so kind, James Zulli. So this is like a real everything coming back around moment for me.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
All right.
And I got to meet Carmelita and Risa. I mean, you know, they say there's something I say in my book. There's one universe, four planets, 204 countries, 809 islands, seven seas, and I've had the privilege of meeting all of you.
My goodness. And we've
really
had the pleasure of meeting you.
Yes.
Wow. What a story. Well, mm-hmm. I always believe that nothing happens by accident. You know, I believe that there's a plan, a universal plan for all of us, and all of us has an assignment. So you
yes.
have been on assignment, and right now it looks like part of your assignment is alerting people so that they can take command of their own lives. And what would you recommend that people do to prevent getting a stroke?
First of all, we need to know what our read and have every. I think especially African Americans need to have a blood pressure machine in their home, and we need to educate our children about it. Because another thing that's really important is changing our diet and exercise. Our body's a machine. It's got to move.
Oh,
so
yes.
Gotta
definitely.
You got to eat right, and you got to exercise this machine. Those are the two primary things that change us. If we're exercising and eating right, that's what affects us having strokes. And it is something that generally is in our DNA. In fact, I just had a close family friend who just died last night from a stroke. So I was like, wow. You know, it's really affecting us. So many people are stroking out. So, but exercise and diet are the key factors. I use, because the doctors just gave me medicine on top of medicine. I was on 14 different medicines, and I felt like a pill popper, and I never liked taking pills. So, you know what I decided I'm going to do this differently. And after I got my sight back, you know, I decided I'm going on a mission. And what I did, I started looking for natural methods to heal. And I started just researching, and I started using things like meditation and sound energy. And it didn't cost me nothing. I went on YouTube. And I just researched. And I found natural ways to heal. Art, photography helped save me because I had something to hold on to. And, people don't realize because a lot of people don't know I've had a stroke because I didn't complain. Mm-hmm. I kept a positive mental attitude. You know, even when the doctors told me I would never see again, I never believed them. I actually had gone to the Braille Institute when I was younger and had learned Braille because my father had gone blind. So I wanted to teach him how to read with his hands. But when I lost my sight, my family told me, well, at least you know Braille. And I said, but I didn't learn Braille for myself. I learned it from my father. I never believed that I would not see again. And I believe the power of belief has so much to do with recovery.
Absolutely.
Mind over matter, absolutely. Yes. We've got to change our perspective. It's not what happens to us, but it's how we handle what happens to us and what kind of positive projection we bring upon it. I turn to look at, you know, they say you can look at the glass as half empty and half full, and I turn to just count my blessings. I started just making a journal every day, writing down all the things I was blessed for, all the things I was grateful for. And you know what? Just doing that simple gesture to make a difference when you focus on everything you're grateful for, it made a difference for me.
Count your blessings. That's right. Maintain an attitude of gratitude.
Exactly.
It really does make
mantra.
A difference.
That's my daily mantra. And, you know, as you said, everything happens for a purpose. And so what you do when things show up in life that you're unclear about, I always ask the universe, show me what it is I'm to learn or to teach or both from this, and I say yes to whatever shows up. Because if it came to you, it's there to teach you or for you to learn from or to teach others about. So take whatever happens to you as positive and, you know, and look at it that way, that I'm to learn something from this or to teach something from this. And you'd be surprised how things will work their way out.
They do.
One of the big leading causes of strokes is because we stress out. We stress out about things that never even happened.
That's true.
Because we get it in our mind. And for some reason, we tend to always go to the negative, accept that before we accept the positive. But we got to put on a happy face and look at every day we wake up as a gift. Use it wisely. Because one day we won't wake up.
That's true. And we have to watch out for the ants that come our way. That term came from a brain doctor located near Newport Beach. He calls it ANTS, which stands for automatic negative thoughts. And we all get
them. Like that one.
We just have to be careful whenever we get a negative thought. You can make it disappear by saying the opposite, saying, maybe 100 times just the opposite of the negative thought to make it dissipate, to make it go away. But, you know, it's just part of life. We all get the ants. They come our way. We have to just be on guard.
I love that one.
Yeah. And, you know, the way we think really does matter. There's another quote that I'd like to mention: change your thinking, change your life. So
exactly.
Maintaining a positive attitude really, really does make a difference. And just recently, Eric had a guest on that he's been traveling with, and I listened to him too, John Shin. He's taken on the Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow
okay.
Rich, and he's giving it his spin, you know, and so Eric has been touring with this gentleman, and it's really interesting all the things that he's doing. They're getting ready. Easy Way Broadcasting actually has Easy Way Cares now. Actually, they've been doing that for some time, but it's now going as a in a nonprofit dimension, and they're going to have their first Wall of Fame event August the 30th out in Orange County at a private location. So that sounds like it's going to be a great event. And I'm sure you're going to be there on that red carpet, won't you, Donna?
I would love to do there. I would love to be on there. I just need somebody to drive me because, you know, I can't drive long distance because it makes my blood pressure go up. So
you
if
know
I can
what?
Get a ride,
you and I are in the same boat. I've gotten to the point now where I'm practically allergic to the freeway, especially at that last trip. It was on the way to Newport Beach to do a movie shoot. And these drivers are so crazy. I'm driving the speed limit, and big trucks behind me honking me off the road, and I almost got run off the road twice, you know, really, literally. And after that experience, I really, unless I have someone to drive me, I'm not really too enthusiastic about driving long distances anymore either. Yeah, it was quite a traumatic experience, especially after I had already experienced being in a car and the engine died on me while I was on the freeway. And thank
wow.
God for the highway patrol. They were my angels. They came to my rescue. And, I mean, they stayed with me until they managed to get me off the road safely. So my hat's off to the highway patrol.
Amen.
Yes. But anyway, Donna, it's been a pleasure being having
you
being on our show, and continue to be a inspiration to others. And can you please tell us where your book signing event is going to take place and when?
My book signing is June 15th. It's going to be located, in fact, at my healer. He's a natural health practitioner, Askia Muakio. He is the guy when I had lost all my vision, gave me the herbs that brought my vision back. It'll be at his home at 764 West 126th Street in the Athens Park of Los Angeles. It'll be June 15th from 2 to 4 p.m. And I just like to leave on this note before I close out is that life is like photography. Focus on what's important. Capture the good times, develop from the negative, and if things don't work out, you can always take another shot.
Hey, I like that, Donna. on that note, thank you, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Oh, and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too, hon.
Well, wasn't that
smartphone,
amazing?
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Wasn't that amazing? I just love Donna Dimely. I met her after the stroke. I did not know she had had a stroke. And I believe at some point we had a conversation after I had had a stroke also. And she's an inspiration. And I've never heard her full story like that. So that was just a blessing. But Donna, I love you. And, of course, Carmelita, always a great show. And now on to Tech Time. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Apple Watch today. A lot of people see my Apple Watch and they say, I didn't even know that was an Apple Watch. Well, the Apple Watch is expensive, but it's not all that glamorous for as much as it costs. But you can buy different connectors to it to put on top of it to change the face of it. And you can also change the band, the wristband. So you can have a really fancy Apple Watch. Now, people have said to me, yeah, but do you know how much those things cost? Guess what? You can get them at great prices on the internet. Just Google Apple Watch Band. It's on Amazon. It's, you know, amazing the difference in cost. And I won't mention her name, but it was a woman at the Apple store that told me that you could buy all of these accessories. I bought some beautiful bands at a fifth of the price that you'd have to pay for them at the Apple store. And it really dresses up my Apple Watch. So it's not that big clunky thing that you normally see as an Apple Watch. The bands, some of them are very petite and ladylike. You can buy faces that are embedded with jewels. It's really a way to dress up your Apple Watch. And then people say, well, why would I buy an Apple Watch? It does all kinds of things. It takes your, you can turn on heart health notifications, so it'll tell you what your heart rate is all the time. It has a fall detection that you can turn on. So if you fall, it can notify people for you. It can, you can set your goals on how much you want to move every day. Because if you're like me, Donna said it, you got to exercise, you got to move. So if you're like me and you don't move enough, you can set goals, and it'll tell you whether or not you're reaching your daily goals. During the day, you can check on how much activity you've done, and you can use Siri with it. You can do an ECG, and then electroencephalogram, I can't say that word, and check your head, your heart rate. You can use it as a walkie-talkie. You can use it to locate your iPhone. I can't tell you how often I lose my iPhone just in my own house. And it'll put a, you can push it and it'll set an alarm on your phone so you can find it. You can customize your watch face. I love Minnie Mouse, so I've got Minnie Mouse. You can do Mickey Mouse. You can make it look like a very fancy scientific type watch. It's all kinds of things you can do. So I'm not doing an ad for the Apple Watch. I'm really doing more an ad for what it can do and how pretty it can look on your wrist. And people are starting to wear watches again, so it's back in fashion. So that's my tech time. Oh, and guess what? You can tell time with it, too. That's my tech time for today. Let's move on to Jim's Gym.
Okay, folks, it's time from Jim to talk about his gym.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
And I want to give props to our current leader's guest, Donna, was so on point. She's telling you, listen to it again. The way in which you think determines the outcome. And I'm going to touch base. I find articles all throughout the web that may help you. Laura Shin made an article. It's in Forbes, the 13 biggest money mistakes retirees make. And what I'm going to go through is 13 mistakes you should avoid. So let's go through a couple of these because it's important that you kind of stay on track with that. All right, some of the mistakes. Not having a tax-efficient retirement distribution strategy. Each retirement account is taxed differently. If you don't strategically withdraw from each, you could pay more taxes than you need to. What to do? Talk to a financial planner about your about the situation and figure out your tax bracket and look at each bucket of money to determine the most efficient way to withdraw it. Starting Social Security too early. Although you are eligible to take Social Security at 62, you'll get a reduced benefit. I mean, you start it early, you get less. You wait a little bit, you get longer. But then again, if you wait longer, you're losing years of retiring. So you got to weigh it out. A lot of people just take it early. What you can do is, you got to figure it out in your budget. Focus, number three, focusing on returns and not the real issue, how to turn retirement assets into income. After spending so much time accumulating assets, it's hard to switch mindsets in retirement. Well, talk with a financial planner, again, I keep saying this, it will help you figure out your potential risk and tolerance and need for income security, and then guide you the right vehicles for creating an income. Number four, being too conservative with investments. While financial security is a big focus in retirement, getting out of the market isn't a safe bet either. So what to do? Be realistic about how long your money will be invested. At age 65, your life expectancy is on average another 20 years. But if you make it to 85, then you still got another 6 or 7 years of expenses left. Number five, take advice from friends and family on how to invest. This is like having a toothache and going to your daughter or son saying, how can I fix my toothache? Well, I keep repeating this. You have to talk to an expert about this, you know. Otherwise, you make a mistake. And these mistakes can be very costly. Failing to appreciate the power of personal spending decisions. You and I have very little control over investment results. We do have some control over how much debt we have to pay off, how much your income, and how much to devote to real estate. Make a budget that outlines your core expenses and your desired discretionary expenses. Revisit it at least yearly. Well, I'll do it a lot more than that. Supporting your adult children. Many retirees have gifts of down payment and so on and so forth for the kids and grandkids and that. Think about that. Have a conversation with them about what the finances are. You tell them, we can't support you because you'll be supporting us in the end. Being overinvested in your home. Burns says retirees are house rich but cash poor, to the point where their house will be worth more than their retirement investment account. They're spending 40 to 50% of their income on their shelter. Your house may be appreciating if you're lucky, but it also is a consuming asset. If you're in the spot, see if you can downsize. Downsizing isn't the right fit, look in a reverse mortgage. Not recognizing how expenses change in retirement. When you retire, some of your costs go down, such as transportation, clothing, and so on and so forth. But other expenses go up. So with a financial planner, work out some of the numbers into your budget and project how those expenses might rise in the future. And I'll go up to 10 here. Worrying more about taxes than return on investment. Some retirees become adverse to paying any kinds of tax. They end up with things like tax-free bonds that won't allow them to keep up with inflation. And then they do this even if it's a low tax budget in a low tax bracket. What to do? First, get a realistic idea of your tax bracket. Talk with a tax advisor, like a CPA, a financial planner, who can advise you on your investments and withdraw your money in a way that'll provide the greatest return and tax liability. So, Reed, those are just a couple things, that we really got to keep track of because, this stuff, it could be really costly when you make a mistake. And I found that out in real estate.
Don't we both know it?
Oh, yeah, I put too many eggs in one basket, so. Easy Way Wall of Fame, Reed, 50 nominees for Eric's first award show, August 30th. Gold carpet, celebrities, CEOs, dinner, champagne. It's going to be exciting.
It's around the corner.
The Rising Fashion Show is exploding with 1,300 views in the first few hours. Cutting edge in today's world of fashion. See it on the Easy Way TV. And catch the promo trailer. Remember to text OTT259925 for the Roku channel. And the second episode of The Artist Process came out today on the Easy Way TV, which airs 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every day. And we want to welcome Jerry Mulks, Teresa Ashby, and Hannah Hornstein. See them all on the EasyWayAccess.com, our social network, along with 200 others. Reetha's network is growing in leaps and bounds. It's really exciting. And we want to thank Donna for coming on Carmelita's show. Very interesting and in what she's been through. She's a great person. We've known her for years, and she's amazing. And thank you, Matt, for coming on with your expertise. And I'll tell you, you know, what Eric's built is just, it just brought so many, you know, being his father's, I've seen it spread so many people together, and it really has benefited so many people. It's just exciting, you know, and seeing it's just like a big family. But with that, Reese, I guess, what do we say at 11 o'clock, Reese? What can we say? But it's been another fun
show.
We'll
see you next week. Yeah,
keep moving.
We'll see you next week, 10 a.m. right here on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. Look forward to talking to you next week, Jim, if I don't talk to you in between. Look forward really for that gala coming up on August 30th. So you better get your tickets and get them quick, because I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event.
Yeah, they're going. And you know, keep checking our Reef and I. We have our archive shows. A lot of interesting stuff. So go to the Easy Way Network. Check that out. So, Reef, till then, so long, guys. Radio Boomers Live is out. Keep moving and keep believing. Keep the faith. And we'll be talking to you next Monday morning, 10 o'clock. Radio Boomers Live is out.
Bye.
Toodles.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.